Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is back, and we're so happy about that. For more than 14 years, Bill has been joining us to talk to us about his very important work as the creator and the manager and the purveyor of the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. He's the chief economist over at the NFIB, former professor and business school head of Temple University, very important economist in our today in our world, and he's here with the NFIB Index, and we're going to talk about some good, some not so good. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Okay, so we got some. We got some almost grudging. It almost seems like the economy is improving, but in a very grudging way. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of it. I guess a statistician would say that the gain in the index was not statistically significant, and so maybe that's the way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I characterize it as, well, the good news is it didn't go down, and the bad news is it didn't go up. I mean, it basically left us, in a so-so position. It's the, we got over, 96 for the second time, this year, and 96 would be the highest reading we've had in the recovery. So you could look at it from that point.
But tell me, put 96 into context.
Yeah, well, the average of the index going into the recession was 100. So we're still well
over,
below average.
Over 35, 36 years.
Right, good
point.
At that time. Yeah, and including all the bad recessions we had in the 1980s and so on. So
one in the 70s, one in the 70s,
right.
Two or three in the 80s, one in the 90s, one in in the first part of the this millennium, about six recessions. So go ahead.
Right. So that average, it's kind of a good average to look at, and we're just well below average. We just cannot seem to climb out of that hole that we got ourselves into in the Great Recession, and we're crawling. We take two steps forward, one step back, and then go forward some more, and then take another step back, and so it's very, as you say, it's very grudgingly giving us a gain. But
it reminds me of in golf, Bill. We would call this grinding. If you're a golfer, when you're really not hitting the ball all that well, but you somehow manage to stay in the tournament and make the cut and maybe win a little money, we call it grinding. He's a good grinder, and but here's the thing about grinding: it wears you out.
Yeah,
it's not a lot of fun.
Our number says we're not having fun, and it says that the GDP growth we've been seeing, this 2.1% average we had, is a pretty good guess. Maybe a little bit better than that, 2.5. But probably not even that for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the second half will be like a 2.5. So we'll hit the ball a few yards further down.
Well, we surveyed our audience this week. We just launched a survey on Friday, I guess. And we said, as the economy picks up, how will you fund growth in customer demand? Two-thirds said either, ask me when the economy actually picks up, or it's been so
good.
Or it's been so long, I just don't know. Two-thirds.
Yeah. Well, we did find, again, nobody's anxious to borrow. We have a record high.
Our number was
55%,
zero.
And we had a record high, 55% said, who's interested in a loan? And we had a record low, 4% say, I didn't get all the credit that I wanted. So there's certainly no credit problem.
We had no takers to, I'll get a bank loan.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
And so,
what are you going to do with the money? I mean, your outlook for the future is not very good. So you have to put money to work, and it's a hard thing to do today.
But I have to say, Bill, I have to be fair about this. I am seeing teeny tiny little cracks in the recession armor, in that I'm seeing a little bit. I'm seeing people. I'm hearing people talk about, and I'm talking about people up the line, up the in the upper end of the ecosystem. I'm seeing a little bit of money being freed up. What do you think?
Well, that would be good. I mean, we are growing a little bit. A lot of that growth is, I think, driven by two things that happen all the time. One is population growth.
Yep.
So like a 1% population growth gives you 1% growth, more or less.
Right.
Then you got depreciation. You got to replace stuff, and it's been wearing out for a long time now. So
I think people have deleveraged over the last 6 or 7 years, 5 or 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
I think that helps, too, just not having all that debt service.
You're right.
That's, quick break. Right back with Bill Dunkelberg after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.